Big Brothers Big Sisters needs your help. There's a waiting list of more than 50 children hoping for a mentor. It's just a few hours a month. Be a mentor. Become a big. Visit Big Brothers Big Sisters Northeast Florida and click on Be a Big.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den on a late Wednesday night edition. Dr. Swanson's going to hop in the second segment with us to talk Tiger Woods.
Got to get him back on. This is, well, I'm sure we don't want this to happen, but this is what he's like.
This is why we have him. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. We don't really talk to him about the things that, ever since we've had that deal with them, like, there's been very few things. This is his Super Bowl.
Right.
So we'll talk to Dr. Swanson to get more information on Tiger Woods soon. I don't know about the rest of you, but when I heard the news initially, James stated a couple weeks ago that when Coach Bowden passes, he's going to need a couple of nights.
I was hurt.
I was like, if something would have happened to Tiger, we may have taken like the rest of the month off.
I would have definitely been there. It was just, I don't think people understand what Tiger means to this show.
Oh, we are definitely a pro Tiger show and have been since day one. We've been lifers.
Tiger Woods news happens automatically. Matter of fact, we should. Do we even have it? Do we have to have it? We haven't played it in a while.
No, remember when they transitioned?
Oh,
it got lost in the great flood
right
of 2019.
I thought about that yesterday when I heard about the accident, and I was like, man, we're never going to get to hear that again. And then I
– you know, if you could – if there's like an old show that you remember that's somewhere saved, like the show, like if I found the actual show online,
I can tell you,
I could.
We
get
came
it.
In to do a Memorial Day show.
Is Memorial Day on the same day every year?
It was. Well, all you got to do is look up when Tiger had his issue with
DUI.
When he was asleep.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Yeah, so, I mean, that I know for a fact that was like somewhere around Memorial Day, because I remember we came in during the day to do a show.
2017.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you can find that, we can find.
Or we can just find the song. It's what you. But that part is clean. That part's clean.
Yeah.
It's just naming the women.
Yeah, that's literally all it is.
Because Cookie met her at an ice cream parlor.
Right.
Which is romantic.
Yeah, it wasn't like the 8 o'clock. Intro. There wasn't a lot of work that went into it. It was the single best thing that Scott Irvine ever did, though. Like, it was awesome.
8 o'clock or cutting that?
That. Was Scott Irvine 8 o'clock, too?
Scott made 8 o'clock.
We got to get Scott back. Bump JJ. JJ gives us tweets with yawn.
Yeah, that was good, though. It's just,
so this is what I have for the Memorial Day Sports Den episode. Denny and James on Memorial Day mull over who they would invite to their barbecue. Talk about Tiger Woods DUI.
There you go.
LeBron James in the 8 o'clock segment. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me
why
a minute.
Why were we hating LeBron? What did he do?
Who knows?
It's 2017.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Yeah, could have been. But Tiger, I'm going to say it seems to be okay, but do we know? I mean, he's going to live.
Right.
But we're, okay, I'll just say it.
Is he going to play golf again?
Right.
That's why we need Doc to come in, because they're talking about, you know, there was some fancy words that our guy Cameron sent us. I sent you the report, basically, all the words and things like that. I thought it was.
He said all the words.
There was a lot of words. A comminuted open fracture or something. Basically, it's when the upper and lower portions of the fibula and the tibia bones are broken, like, more than one place.
Mm.
And it breaks through the skin.
Ugh.
Stabilized by inserting a rod in the tibia. The bones and ankle are stabilized with a combo of screws and pin. And the trauma to muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to release pressure due to swelling. I don't know what that is, but that doesn't sound comfortable.
It doesn't sound good.
Like, I don't think he's going to be at TPC.
Definitely not going to be at TPC. Wow.
Which is sad.
Is it wrong for me to ask this? If something would have happened, What would have been the bigger story, Tiger or Kobe?
Tiger. And the one thing that people aren't afraid to do for why Tiger would have been a bigger story, because for whatever reason, part of it because he got off, but Tiger never did anything illegal. He cheated on his wife, but he never did anything
other
illegal.
Other than driving under the influence. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, lawyers.
I'm just
judges.
Yeah, I'm cutting somebody off from texting this app.
And you can give me the morality stuff. I don't care. Be honest with you. You guys really hold athletes to a standard that you shouldn't hold them to anyway. And Elin's okay. Like she went from a homemaker or a nanny to being worth some mils, quite a few mils. She's got some gorgeous kids out of the situation, and she's living her best life.
You and I are going to disagree on that, but go ahead.
You know, again, semantics. He didn't do it. Like they're adults that are doing that, that handle free will, and maybe they could have made better. He could have made better decisions. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Or fewer decisions.
Kobe was or just bought another phone and paid somebody $60,000 or something to be able to manage it. Kobe was charged with had rape allegations. And people try to dabble on it a little bit, but people definitely like struck it down. Tiger gets in a car wreck, and the first thing that some of these people do is write about his sexual history. Like, and while he's sitting there possibly fighting for his life, so like that, and then who Tiger was. Golf is a huge sport, and he's somebody who Michael Jordan brought a lot of people to the sport. Kobe did too, but you had Michael Jordan right before
Kobe.
No,
that's fair.
Tiger, literally, I would never watch golf if it wouldn't be for Tiger Woods.
You can't name the player in the NBA that had the effect on the game culturally that Tiger Woods had on golf. You can't.
The closest would be MJ.
But it's not like.
But even him.
He didn't make you think African-American basketball.
Right, no. You're
Tiger
right about that.
Literally brought that. There were other black golfers before Tiger, but Tiger was so good that you can attribute the explosion of golf
to him
directly to Tiger Woods.
When Tiger, when that incident happened with him and his wife, his ex-wife, I was training with the company that brought me over here to Jacksonville. I was finishing up basically my time with them, and we had a boot camp out of Ponte Vedra. Is it Lasco Park? Anyway, one of the park over there.
Davis.
No, not Davis. Actually on A1A.
Okay.
Behind the church or whatever. That's where PVAA used to play. But anyway, it's also a show. We had something there. One of those guys was in marketing for the PGA Tour. And, of course, it was the talk of the workouts, and he's sitting there like, you guys laugh and giggle about this. This is serious. Like, he was mad. He was like,
"Oh,
my job is affected by this." And he didn't do any tournament that Tiger was going to. I think his tournament was in Panama, but he was just like, when people stop spending money like that because he's not, like, when he's on the tour, everybody's budget goes up. When he's not, everybody's budget goes down.
Bro, after that happened, Nike stopped making golf clubs.
Wow, that's facts.
Now, part of it's because their golf clubs suck. And regular people couldn't hit them. But they stopped making them. Like, that's how big of a star Tiger was at his prime. But, I mean, the good news is we don't have to worry about that. I mean, maybe we should make a rule that retired players cannot be in Los Angeles. Seems to be a bad look right now. It's where everything bad happens. But for me, it was nice to know that it was purely an accident. No, I didn't think Tiger was drunk at 7:30 in the morning. But everybody had to have the question. Like, it went through everybody's mind. He just had another surgery. Is he back on pills? Like, that's a shame, but I'm glad to know now that it doesn't look like that was
I also heard someone say that between 6 and 8 a.m. is when a lot of DUIs actually happen.
Because you think you're recovered?
Yeah.
Is that it?
The receiver,
yeah,
from, the receiver was it with the Dolphins that killed the man? On the interstate when he hit him, he thought it turned out that there was no way that he could have avoided the guy even if he was sober. But they were saying that he thought he was okay because he actually went to sleep somewhere and then got on the road like at 6 a.m. It was just dark, but he still had a blood alcohol level because everything hadn't metabolized.
So if you get really.
Yeah, to me that's like That's insane that you can get a DUI for that. Because, like, how long does it even last? So, like, what if it's, like, noon the next day? Like, how long do you blow over?
I would love to know the answer to that, but I think there's a lot of variables.
Doc?
Is Doc going to know that?
No. I was just joking.
I mean, obviously.
I was thinking of, like, the most adult person on the show.
Oh. Well, that's out. How much did you drink the night before?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're barely able to stand and think that you can go take a three-hour nap and then you're fine.
Right, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, you know, get a handful of hours sleeping, going to work the next day, get in an accident, and you get a DUI.
And when you woke up, did you eat bread and drink water? That's really the big one.
You gotta make sure you gotta pace yourself, man. A lot of times people go out here.
Well, what's your morning after, like, when you were ripping, what was your morning after food that helped you?
Food? Waffles.
Heineken.
Yeah, I can see that.
Waffles, waffles, water.
Tie one on.
Waffles, a ton of water, and then what else? I think I got some juice.
Mine was like,
juice. I'm a saltine cracker guy. I just stuff my face with
really?
Saltines. Yeah.
I'm talking like about Belgian
hella
waffles.
Water. I
got to
get
like
something
like
in my
egos.
Stomach.
Yeah,
really
the water.
Quickly.
Yeah. Mine was greasy. Like,
well, that's late night for me.
No, like I don't even like these. Like, when I say it, I kind of throw up my. The sausage biscuit from McDonald's.
That's solid. That bread in right there is flawless. That bread in would do it for you.
Yeah, that was my go-to. And obviously, I mean, Crystal's was everybody's night of go-to.
Yuck.
Waffle House. Waffle yeah. House had a lot of.
Waffle House is good for the night or the morning, honestly.
Yeah.
That's true.
Something about this. Something about the syrup and the butter when they, like,
I always,
combines.
Like, right when I walk in, I always order a waffle for the table before we even order our food. Like, hey, get ready. Bring it.
Okay.
Daddy's hungry.
I like to, wait a minute. Like,
I know, except for the table.
For the table?
But it is for everyone, yes. Because it's pretty big, you know.
I like that. Like,
time you go to Waffle House.
Come here. Waffles for everyone.
Well, because they come to you for your drink order first and say, hey, drinks and a waffle.
You're not real sure when they're coming back anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's funny. Like, waffle me.
Do it.
Let's go.
Do it next time you go. Everybody
slice
that's with
fours.
You will be like, I like that.
Slice it up.
Yeah.
So everybody gets, all four people in the seat, get their piece of waffle while we're waiting for you to make our food.
Aggressive, but I like it.
Dom says Bojangles, chicken biscuit, and hash browns.
I'm not mad at that.
Here's
the
problem,
morning.
Though,
that's
with Bojangles
morning,
is it's, there's not.
Yeah, you have to go a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, you have to drive
to
away.
One.
I think JJ didn't even, was it JJ that didn't know we had one right around the corner?
I didn't know we had one in Jacksonville, honestly.
753.
If you guys know where a Lee's in Jacksonville is, hit us up on the text line.
753, this is a good one. Hardee's biscuit and Coke.
It's the same thing. Like,
no, Hardee's bread ratio.
No, but
solid.
Where? I know there's a Hardee's on Bay Meadows, but outside of that,
there's one on
the
San
west
Jose.
Side. There is one on San Jose.
Almost every segment turns into this.
Like, how do you find? Like, it's not enough of these clothes.
Us just naming products in restaurants.
What?
You know where you're not gonna go?
Where?
You're definitely not. This is never on the list.
I can't wait to hear this.
Arby's.
I knew it. I knew.
Nobody's ever said.
Are you telling me the Meat Mountain wouldn't sober you up?
Oh my! I really did just almost puke.
The Meat Mountain. Anybody presenting a Meat Mountain to me? When I'm drunk, I'm in the wrong circle of friends. I don't want that anywhere near me.
Excuse me, sir.
That's not how I get down, man. I don't.
This is an Arby's.
Not unhinging my jaws for a Meat Mountain after I've been drinking. That's not necessary.
465 says, you guys don't talk about the Jaguars anymore. All you talk about is your life. Talk about the Jaguars.
What you want to know about the Jaguars?
Cam Robinson.
No, what do you want to know about the Jaguars?
Sign Cam Robinson to a big multi-hundred million dollar
deal. I got news for you. The Jaguars haven't played football in quite some time. We have this guy, Trevor Lawrence. It's the number one pick is locked up. The number two pick, nobody knows because we don't know what the rest of the draft is going to look
Woods
like.
Tiger
almost died.
You want us to open the show with
we're
what?
We're trying to help y'all with trying to figure out,
like,
what to
your
eat
life
the next
has
morning.
Been miserable for a decade. We know my man Urban's going to make it better, but damn it, what do you want us to talk about it? Don't just come say talk about the Jags. Bring suggestions because we don't have any. We're not going to lie to you about some. Telvin Smith's coming back. How about that?
Oh dear.
Speaking of,
it's funny.
Jeez.
864 says IHOP.
Okay.
858 says Wendy's breakfast.
Wendy's breakfast is pretty
never
solid.
Had it.
I haven't either. let's see. Let me see. 613 Maple Street Biscuit Company, chicken biscuit.
It's pretty good.
Y'all getting
But that's fancy,
though.
Like, you're talking like, you guys are rich.
Yeah. Cody said, bump that fool. Bleep sports. Let's wild out. And he says he's legit never been to a Hardee's before.
Oh, speaking of wilding out, did you know, under the radar, Nick Cannon is back?
Yeah, I saw that. He apologized.
He started a black and Jewish alliance that he is now the face of. Yes, very smart. And, yeah, he's back.
It's one of the first times I've actually believed in an apology. Like, because he actually sat down and had somebody, like,
well, he's the face of the alliance, of course.
Well, no, I'm saying before that happened, like, I was listening to him.
Oh,
like,
I never.
Like, he had a guy on a podcast come in and say, hey, dude, this is why. like literally walked
that
through.
That stuff makes me feel uncomfortable.
It had to be a tough conversation. Yeah. But do you know what the real reason is? Is one, he owns a percentage of Viacom. Like, you know what Viacom is going to have to do?
To buy him out.
To
of
buy
his
him
contract
out.
Did we really just get out of a great conversation to talk about Nick freaking Cannon?
Well, okay.
I love Nick Cannon. What is that? What is
and
that?
Wild and Out stinks. And Wild
what
and
does
out.
He say on the Spell Show, his kid?
Oh, yeah.
No, this is a 575's right. We know what Hacker's go to is. He's a sausage guy.
Hack, I don't know if he's a big go out guy anymore, so I don't know if he's got like a late night spot or a early morning spot.
Sure, there's plenty of places in downtown.
588, you're so right.
Oh, that's true.
I'm a sausage guy.
Famous Amos was the place.
I never went.
I don't know what that is.
So good. The cookies.
Was it a restaurant full of cookies?
No, it was breakfast.
Okay, because I know what Famous Amos cookies are like. They're delicious.
312 says the Chic.
Okay. Yep, that give you your greasy.
Mm-hmm. 813 says Ellen's Kitchen in Jack's Beach.
It's time now.
962 says Luby's bacon, egg, and
yes, Luby's
in a pita.
Luby, I don't know. Nuh-uh. Give me the original Luby.
But Dom says, don't go to Luby's. I don't go to Luby's. I don't want to be around the area where people are stopping at a Luby's. That's how you get your car jacked.
Man, Luby's is no,
that sounds like
not.
A very personal
it's a,
story.
It's a Luby's on beach, man.
That's
it's
the one I go
bad.
To. Where's the other one?
I don't know.
There used to be one on Sunbeam. We are turning into a food talk show. Holy cow. 716 says, one of your six female listeners, I'm here for the food talk.
Have you ever heard of mukbang?
No.
Dude, come on, man.
So that is basically.
Is that what we play at the end of our show?
There's so many ways. I don't know what mukbanging is, but there's so many ways it can
go. Not mukbanging. Totally different. Oh, I believe it's called mukbang. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but it's a new fad. It's probably not even that new anymore, but it's new to me. On YouTube, where people will just go order out food. They will sit in their car, go to their house, and literally film themselves stuffing their face with massive amounts of fast food. And it gets hundreds of thousands of viewers. Like, there's a million of these guys.
I'm not here to just.
So if there's people that are into that, they got to be into us.
Let me get these texts real quick, then we got to get to Swanson. 859, okay. Top tier underrated fast food breakfast, Whataburger.
Okay.
Yep. Totally disagree.
The honey chicken biscuit.
Go back to Texas.
613 says they used to give them Luby's during two-a-days.
The good days. The good old, when men were men.
Puking all over the
858 says Florida Cracker. Yes.
Oh, man. Them crackers can cook,
Florida
man.
Cracker Kitchen.
I went there during the quarantine.
Unbelievable. Oh, dear. I want to read that one.
They're mad at us?
No.
Oh.
No, Crystal Sunrise. No, see, no. No. Okay, there's too many texts coming now. I can't keep up. I literally can't keep up. We had one guy tell us to get to sports, and then literally the text line has blown up talking about what the best drunk food is.
Facts. People who listen to our show are texting.
Wait,
people
who
don't listen
oysters
to our show.
Oysters to sober up.
Oh, I love oysters, but that's not like a...
403, you're just trying to get free marketing because they gave us the name of the restaurant and said 50 cent oysters every Wednesday night.
Oh, like, I like that.
I see what you're doing. Are oysters more than, is it?
I like oysters.
That little thing is more than 50 cents?
Well, let's say you get a whole dozen. That's $6. That's about normal.
I mean, you can't.
It's usually more than that.
Better getting a dozen wings?
I'm going to get a dozen wings if I'm going to have to get a dozen.
Right. If I got $6, I'm not going to spend it on oysters.
If I have $6, I'm not going out to eat.
That's fair.
Okay.
All right. We got to get to Dr. Swanson. I told him 9:15. It's 9:22. So we'll get to Dr. Swanson, get an update on Tiger Woods. That's coming up next.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialist presents Dr. Chris Swanson on the Sports Den. A board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine, Dr. Swanson has been assistant team physician for the Cincinnati Bengals and Drexel University men's basketball and is the current team physician for several area high schools. Visit se-ortho.com.
I mean, I wasn't going to – we're running behind. I wasn't going to play the six-minute introduction. But that was nice of you, JJ.
Double dip. If he wants to come on, then they deserve twice the publicity this week.
True.
Thanks, JJ.
No problem.
Dr. Swanson joins us every Monday night, coming on Wednesday night because of the Tiger Woods news. Can you sort this out for us? Because we just read a bunch of fancy words.
Yeah, so I can help you with all those fancy words for sure. Okay. But, you know, I guess for starters, definitely a really bad bad injury, you know, which you can sort of see just from the pictures of the car. And so a few of the big things, the first is the, you know, they keep talking about a compound fracture. What a compound fracture means is that the fracture is an open fracture, meaning that the bone comes through the skin. And it sounds like that happened in a couple places on his lower leg for both the tibia, which is the big bone on the lower leg, and the fibula. The second thing then was the injuries to his foot and ankle, which sounded pretty severe as well, where they talked about screws and pins kind of provisionally holding things in place in the foot and ankle. And then the third thing is the fasciotomy, which means that there was enough damage to the muscles in the lower leg that they had to release the fascia, which is the covering of the muscles, to prevent something called compartment syndrome, which can cause those muscles to die. So those are kind of the big things that it sounds like were done surgically for Tiger.
Okay, so put this in words we can understand. Like, how bad is it?
So, you know, really bad. If you combine all those things, you know, just a really significant injury to his lower leg, one that is almost certainly going to require at least several more surgeries, probably to clean out the infection again, and then probably to close that area where the fasciotomy was. You know, again, we've talked about on the show before with some of the other football injuries that anytime you have the bone come through the skin, the risk for infection is super high. It doesn't matter how good the surgery does, doesn't matter how quick you get to it, there still is an ongoing chance that that can become infected down the road. And then eventually those provisional kind of pins and screws that it sounds like are holding his foot and ankle together are going to have to come out, and more something more definitive will have to be done with that. So he's certainly looking at some more surgeries. And then, you know, from there, probably looking at best case scenario, several months before even being able to put any amount of weight on that leg. It's a really severe injury, and one that's going to take a really long road to recover from.
Were you? I interrupted you. Were you going to say something?
I'm sad now. Like, geez, doc. Nah. I guess my one question. So they say he's at a level one trauma center. I guess Harbor UCLA Medical Center. So like, obviously, like you just said, that's the first place he goes. But then, does he eventually have to go see somebody like you, like a sports ortho, because he is an athlete, or is this something that you're okay with letting normal people docs handle this?
No, so this kind of thing, so yeah, just like you said, so I'm a fellowship trained sports guy. There's fellowship trained trauma doctors, and so the fellowship trained trauma doctors are the people who are going to handle almost all this. There might be a point down the road where with some of the foot and ankle injuries that they get a foot and ankle guy to help with some of the definitive fixation on that. But there's people who are specifically trained for these trauma injuries who are going to handle his management there. And, you know, my guess is he'll be in the hospital at UCLA for a good while longer for some of these preliminary surgeries, and then eventually
some of it done.
Probably a couple of weeks.
Dang.
Okay, I'm just going to ask it. Like, Alex Smith had to have a bunch of surgeries because of the infection. So we know that things can go sideways quick, and like you just mentioned. Assuming it doesn't, assuming that everything goes as planned, will we ever see Tiger on a golf course again?
So that's kind of hard to predict without really seeing all the x-rays of his injuries. But, you know, based on what we're hearing, based on everything you're hearing and kind of the severity of that, best case scenario is not going to be anytime soon. I mean, for sure not in 2021, probably not in 2022. And I think the chances that he may have played, you know, the last kind of professional level round of golf is probably real. With how bad the foot and ankle injuries sound, it's hard to imagine being able to push off that explosively on that with that.
So we've talked about Alex Smith, we've talked about Mackenzie Milton, we've talked about these guys who had compound fractures, right? Basically what they had. And you've mentioned how they had to get there to keep, they had to do things to keep from losing the leg. In this situation where Tiger Woods had not just that injury, but many, many others, is that a threat? Or did he get there? I mean, because he's in a hospital and he's stable, is that not so much a threat anymore?
Yeah, I think the Alex Smith comparison is a great comparison. I think that's about as close as you can get in terms of the severity, although I'd say the original injury for Alex Smith was much less severe than the initial injury for Tiger. But the big question is kind of how do the next couple weeks go? And so if he doesn't get an infection, if the wounds start to heal, then there's a chance that he may not head down that Alex Smith road. Alex Smith's complications really came from all the infections, and that's where it came in, the potential of amputation and things like that. If Tiger's able to avoid infection because he was treated so quickly and the wounds heal and the fractures start to heal and then he can have some definitive surgery on his foot and ankle, then there's a chance that all these things can heal. But you're just talking about a long period of time for all those things to happen.
Because it's Tiger Woods, we hear all about this. Is this a common thing with car accidents, that this is the injury? I mean, obviously cars have become much safer, so there's not as many fatalities or as a percentage, but these types of injuries, is this something that you guys see on a fairly regular basis?
Yeah, these kind of things are, you know, they're not routine, but they're things that you see all the time at the level one trauma center. So you don't see them at your kind of neighborhood hospital necessarily, but in every city where the level one trauma centers are, where I trained in Philadelphia, I mean, we see these types of injuries on almost a daily basis, whether it was a car accident, you know, fall from a height or a motorcycle accident. I mean, these complicated injuries are definitely things that happen. And we have better and better ways of treating these than we did historically, which certainly gives people today a better chance of having a good outcome. The other thing that's encouraging for Tiger is that they were able to put a rod into his tibia, so into the center of the bone, and they didn't have to put an external fixator outside. And so that generally means that the wounds aren't as bad as they could have been. If the wounds are really bad, then usually you have to put pins kind of outside the skin. So that's actually a good sign that the wounds weren't too bad.
I have a question that's not really injury related, but I was thinking about this yesterday. We've brought up like HIPAA laws and the way that they work as it pertained to COVID with the teams reporting and all that kind of stuff. In a situation like this, when information comes out, and obviously Tiger's not in a state to give permission, how does this information get out?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was just a lot of, you know, initially yesterday afternoon, I think there was just a lot of speculation. And then, you know, today, probably his agent kind of put out a more detailed description of the procedures that he had from the people at the hospital on his Twitter. So, you know, a lot of those details today kind of came from at least his camp. Yesterday, I think it was mostly just speculation based on, you know, police reports and transport in the hospital and things like that.
Gotcha. Well, Doc, we appreciate it, man. You guys got anything else on this?
Nah.
James over here like.
Nah, I mean, it was really like, I mean, it stunk before, but at least Doc clarified a lot of it and it made it really stink. But it was at least we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just, you know, I think one, it's really bad accident. Lucky to be alive, probably, too.
Absolutely.
You know, just, you know, kind of best wishes, just like anybody who's in that kind of an accident for, you know, speedy recovery. Hopefully the surgeries go well, and then hopefully just be able to get back to normal life, walking, playing with his kids, things like that. And then, you know, if anything sports-wise happens beyond that, it'll be a long time from now. Mm.
That's Dr. Chris Swanson with Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. He's our doctor. He should be yours as well. If you've got knee or shoulder issues, that's the man to go to. Get to se-ortho.com. Doc, we appreciate it as always, man.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, good night. Dr. Chris Swanson. We had somebody hit us up about Jags stuff. I actually just found something that I actually find very interesting, a scenario about the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by TheHumidor.com. Get to TheHumidor.com. Buy a ton of cigars. Ton. Like, just go buy for the whole year.
Get it out the way now.
Yep. Yep.
You got a great sale.
You never know when the next lockdown will be. When the next...
they deliver.
It doesn't affect them.
I like where you're going.
They're that good. They're that big.
But there could be a cigar shortage, maybe, perhaps, like 4 months from now. You want to be the one. It's almost like the doomsday people.
Preppers.
That get to canned goods. You should just go ahead and buy all your cigars now, just in case. You never know. Mm. Never know. Like, who would have known a year ago if you would have been making masks, you'd be a billionaire right now. If you were the first to it. Just go buy all your cigars. Maybe you'll be able to resell them one day.
How long do cigars last as a non-cigar smoker?
Depends.
On how Depends well on, like, how, okay.
But, I mean, there's some
The average Joe, like...
Well, does he have a humidor?
Yeah, but
you gotta
cheap
have a humidor.
One.
If you keep your humidor, it could last for a while. But, like, all right.
What's a while?
That's a good question. Are we talking months?
Month, like years.
Years?
Yeah, I wouldn't, I wouldn't hold them that long.
That if I buy a pack of White Owls in that sleeve and it's sealed from the air, I could, like, lose it in my car for, like, a year and open it up, and it's like, damn, this is actually
in theory, you can
fairly
lose,
fresh.
In theory, you can lose a cigar. It could dry out. You can rehydrate it. And
wow.
Years later.
I didn't even know
It may
that.
Take the flavor out of
See,
it.
See, Copenhagen's the opposite. Like, if I buy a can of Copenhagen, I never open it, and I forget about it. Like, it falls in something in my car, like you said. Like,
That's
a couple weeks in, dry.
It's like cigarettes, too.
Yeah. Can't have it.
Well. You have to have a humidor for your cigar. You want a humidor for your cigar.
If you don't have a humidor, you're not a cigar smoker.
Get to thehumidor.com where you can buy humidors as well.
Yep.
Have that delivered. Type in Sports Den when you check out, all lowercase, all one word, you get 20% off. That's the moral of the story. I'm on NFL.com. The headline is, next Hard Knocks team, Myers Jags creating buzz.
Here's why I know it won't be.
Because of Myers.
Because there's a rule that says if you have a new coach or a new quarterback, you are not eligible.
Hmm. Well, then why would
this guy write the article? I don't know. Maybe if they volunteer, I don't know how that works. But it's been a rule for years that the NFL doesn't allow HBO to
You're
do
right.
a team with a
he
brand
He even put
new
that
coach.
In the article. He says, based on agreed upon terms between the clubs and league that went into effect 2014.
Yeah.
Teams can avoid, okay, so I guess they can opt in. Mm. Teams can avoid mandatory inclusion on Hard Knocks if they fall under any of these three exemptions. They have first-year coach. They have a playoff berth in the past two seasons. We're okay there. They have appeared on Hard Knocks in the past 10 years. So two of the three, we're okay. Mm. He says, when you plug those three conditions into the official Hard Knocks team generator, it spits out five possibilities. Okay, he ranks those five possibilities. Cowboys, 1. Giants, 2. Panthers, 3. Cardinals, 4. Broncos, 5. But then he goes in and he says his premonition is that it will be the Jaguars. They will get the nod in 2021. Says the Jags are the only team that's publicly stated a desire to be the focus of a Hard Knock season.
Well, we have.
He says they've never been selected. Yes, they have. They have been selected.
That was when Big John got slapped.
Yeah.
But was it called Hard Knocks back then, or was it like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Says the arrival of Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence gives the organization a level of juice it's never had in its 25-year history. People are actually interested in the Jaguars, and it's not just the residents of Duval. And he does the whole D-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U thing.
According to Wikipedia, the Jaguars have never been on this.
Then what were they on?
I don't know. 2001 Ravens, 2002 Cowboys, 2007 Chiefs, and then so on. So I think that between there, maybe there was another show called something else.
It must have been. Yeah, because this would have been 05?
In that period that they didn't have the show.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what it was. That's interesting. Because I remember watching it.
Inside training camp, Jaguars summer. It was like an NFL Films thing.
So we got the knockoff.
Exactly.
Got great value.
Yeah. Dr. Thunder. Hard Knocks.
Captain Vitamin. Hard Knocks.
I mean, there's no chance, though, that Urban Meyer wants Hard Knocks there, right?
I don't know. This guy loves himself so much.
Give him a chance to show that he's who he is. Like the motivational speaker,
build his brand even further in the NFL world.
Mm-hmm.
And they did just hire like a bunch of new guy today as well, PR-wise, that if you look at his description, job description, it's like...
Narcissist.
Well, probably. Hired by Herbs. But it's like growing the brand and, you know, making them, I don't know.
Was it weird that Herbs is the one that announced the PR hire 2 days ago?
No, because he took so much flack for the Chris Dodd or whatever. He was like, hey, let me act like I did this.
Definitely wasn't Chris Dodd.
Chris Doyle.
Chris Doyle. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. Yeah, but
have you heard? Have you heard who he's really looking at getting?
Who?
Just because, you know, he believes if you're good, you should get another chance no matter what. Rush Probst. he saw this, and this is a chance for him to be able to help.
Which,
clean
if
up
you
this
guys
image.
Don't remember, this is the guy from Two A Days, the show.
Boy, did MTV mess up.
Who was a cheater in high school, and he moved on to Valdosta.
Oh,
right?
There was many stops between there,
right? Yeah, but his most recent one,
yeah. So
and
Hoover, Alabama, is where he started.
Well, that's where he got
Hoover High.
That's where he got the
Two A Days.
The Two A Days, yeah. That's right. What most people know.
That's where he formed his second family.
Right.
Right. This guy is – his life would rival the Urban Meyer Gators for a great ESPN 30 for them.
He had a secret family as well, correct?
Yes, that was in Hoover. He moved away with the secret family to Colquitt, right?
Yeah, that's where Moultrie is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colquitt County won. Now, he's won state championships everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing as a coach. A terrible human being.
Awful.
Like, if you talk, the stories that I've heard from college coaches about Rush Probst are legendary. He has no shame. He'll ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go and you need to read up if you haven't about what just happened.
Okay, so what does this have to do with my boy, Jake Garcia?
Everything and nothing.
So nothing will happen to him in Miami because of this.
No, he didn't do anything in Miami. Well,
when I saw the payments and stuff, I was like, whoa, is that...
just depends.
Him coming like people, to that high school, not him
and
coming
I talked
to
my friends
payments.
In compliance. And it really just depends on how hard people go after it. Like, you can't... And people bring up Cam Newton and his dad, but there were some things that went down with that where there was no real paper trail. It was an assumption. This is a guy, the guy who was saying that this is what he was told to do is...
he kept the receipts?
Not just that. He's the president of their touchdown club. His job is to raise money.
The high schools.
The only reason, unless they can truly...
which is a big deal up there.
Unless they can truly bring it up, because they've already been on TV where they messed up, where they basically said, this is why we left LA, was to come here. unless that family can truly come in with a reasonable explanation to why this guy would insinuate that he was going to give them $10,000 over 4 months, why would you move from L.A. to Valdosta, then to Atlanta? Like,
when it didn't work out.
And it didn't work. And when it didn't work out, you don't – there are no real answers.
I didn't realize people were paying for high school talent like and that.
Okay, let's back up for a second. Let's catch people up. So Jake Garcia is the quarterback who is now at Miami. He was committed to University of Southern Cal. Mm-hmm. When COVID happened, he's from L.A. When COVID happened, his family moved to Georgia
to play
so he could play his senior season. When he got to Georgia, he went to Valdosta High School. The GHSA, the managing body, the governing body for high school athletics in Georgia, ruled him ineligible after the first or second game for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. He went back to L.A. for a minute and then moved back to Georgia and won a state championship, correct?
Yes, with just his mom's, right?
With Grayson or McEachern? Grayson?
It was Grayson?
Grayson High School.
Okay.
In Atlanta. So now it's coming out, and what's funny about this is James can back me up. I had told James about the Miami stuff.
Yeah, you told me this
months ago. And now it's coming out because there was a deposition with the Touchdown Club
guy. Now, the deposition wasn't about Garcia. Garcia was just implicated in the deposition.
Well, once they heard it, then they started digging into it.
Well, yeah, they asked the questions. Well, it was all about what makes Probst a terrible person.
Right.
And here's what he was saying.
So it was like the NSA was listening to Denny, but they heard me.
Right, they got you.
Well, yeah, it just happened to be there.
In the deposition, it comes out that there was a benefactor who was paying $2,500 a month.
Right.
We can only assume for living expenses, stuff like
that. No, it's not assume. It says rent.
Innocent until proven guilty.
No, but I was just saying somebody is – well, allegedly. I got with you. Allegedly, the guy is saying that that's what it was for.
Which $2,500 gets you a lot in Valdosta.
The only thing – yes.
Let me go to Zillow and see what we
can get.
This is
setting the precedent right here for me. I'm going to let you know what I'm – when I'm looking at all of this stuff, I'm looking at – I know my kid can command four.
Four racks?
A minimum.
A month?
Yeah, for just for football season.
I mean, that's – your kid's eight.
Not now. I'm saying, like, when that time comes.
Are you going to be that dad?
If somebody wants to give me money.
No, I'm talking about right now. Are you that dad that calls me and says, my kid's special?
No. What I'm saying is, if my son is good like Jake Garcia.
Seven-year-old.
If he's Jake Garcia good and he's, like, one of the top quarterbacks in the nation.
I thought you were projecting because I thought you said I'm
not going to predict squalor on my kid. I'm not going to predict he's going to be a duck. He could be, but I'm going to speak the best. Have high hopes for they could be a pianist for all I care.
Good, because if they don't get offered money, I don't want you to think he's not good.
No. I won't think. I'll just be like, he's not any good. He's not good enough to get money, which is okay. I'm fine with that. But if he's good enough to get the money,
call me
Cecil Newton. I know how to keep my mouth shut. I know where to put money at, where to hide it a little bit, to where I could get this, where we can get this bread, and the IRS won't be messing with us.
Yeah, because I think
it
wasn't the only reason that they kind of got. He didn't get caught, but they heard about it was because of Mississippi State.
Right.
Somebody there leaked it and was like, yeah, he wanted $2,250 from us. So imagine what he had to have gotten paid to go to Auburn.
Let me give y'all some financial advice. If you have some extra money laying around, you may want to buy some rentals in Valdosta. Because according to Zillow, in the entire city of Valdosta, you know how many rentals are available, houses?
No.
Two.
Really?
Yeah.
Probst got them, bought them all up.
One's $850 a month. The other one is a 1,500 square foot house for $1,300 a month.
That's nice.
But they had this man staying in a mansion for $2,500.
I believe it.
Jeez.
But it's very good reading. It's 64 pages.
It's entertaining.
It's very petty. It's basically, and what makes it awesome, and if Jeff Garcia. It does, like, you know, have to sit out a year or
Jake.
So.
Stop, Jake.
My bad, Jake.
Jake.
You think he's sitting out a year because
I'm going to tell you,
you
know
I thought
what?
You were mad because he called him Jeff.
No, there's a situation.
I didn't even know his name.
Devin Hester talked about it. Devin Hester had to sit out a year because of some petty mess.
Yes, but with somebody the NCAA which was worse is than this. Defeated now. That was when the NCAA still had cojones and they were going after
That was
people.
Also when Miami was a rep. Miami was a brand that they didn't want to mess with. Miami is
now
a,
it doesn't matter. So we can have a guy play and if then it they happens, can come back and say we have to vacate. The, it's like, what are we going to vacate?
Facts. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of the LSU model.
The whole thing is brought up. Absolutely. It's a wrongful termination lawsuit, basically. Because Tate Rodemaker, or however you say his name, the backup quarterback at Florida State's dad.
I would suggest fourth string quarterback at Florida State.
Eventual transfer out of Florida State. I'm not going to, I mean, I don't give a
former man. Florida State
Sue
quarterback.
Me. Put me on deposition. I'll tell all the truth about your son and how trash he is.
The next short, Tate Rodemaker, the next quarterback at Shorter University.
Right, if yes. that.
This is under a lie detector test. He sucks.
The next GA. James, you swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. What are your true thoughts on Tate Rodemaker? I think he throws with the wrong hand. I think he's not any good. But his dad filed this because he was the coach at Valdosta, and they fired him. And the rationale is they fired him because of racial implications. They talk about this in the depot. They wanted a black coach. They couldn't get a black coach.
Wow.
And Probst was it. It's just like we brought people in. They didn't want it. He was the only guy left. It's just great, man.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, the Valdosta High School head coaching job is probably $150,000 a year.
Right. But it's also Valdosta. It's high pressure.
Very high pressure.
It's called Titletown. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
You got Lowndes killing it.
Why would you go in there? Like, that could be part of the reason, too. Probst also said, and this is what's crazy, what you just talked about, college coaches talk about them. This is all in there. Go read it. Check it out. He said, I got 15 kids that I'm bringing in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he meant, like, because he all his
He probably does he have probably 15 does. Kids. But he's also got 15 players. And the guy asked him, how do you get these people to come in, or how do you find out about these kids? I find out about these kids through college coaches. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not 1,000% sure that that's even legal.
So the college coaches are like, we want these kids to get good reps at a big school. We want them to play at Valdosta, basically.
Well, I think it's more, hey, you can get this kid, and when you get him, shovel him over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, bring it. Make sure this kid comes here.
Essentially what they're using Rush Probst as is a public version of IMG. Like, there's colleges that tell kids to go to IMG. But IMG is expensive. So this is more, okay, you can go there and they'll pay for your rent type of deal. But this Rush Probst, like the thing that kind of gets me about this is, and I don't want to coach again. So this isn't like any bitterness coming out of me or anything like that. What I did is minor compared to one thing this guy has done, but he has done it at every single place he's been.
Which cue the term.
What?
Should have been canceled.
Well, he should have been fired. There's a difference.
He is really good. He does his winning thing very well. And you know what's going to happen? And this is pitiful. But you know what's going to truly happen when all this is said and done? Somebody's going to hire him again.
I don't know.
Somewhere. It might not be as big as where he's at now. Somebody's going to hire this guy. Because there's a – oh, my bad. Because all the information that I got – oh, let me click on this.
Wolfson. I mean, they're always replacing guys.
Ain't nobody going back to Wolfson.
Man, Menendez tried that with the guy from Bishop Gorman.
So here it is.
Next thing you know, he's throwing a sandwich at a parent.
Georgia Circle.
Oh, my God. That was a great
story. This is a screenshot from a college football
the AD, I'm
chat.
Sorry.
A Georgia football coach's chat. And this is when you know people are in trouble. You want to know when you know when good Southern men are in trouble? They start quoting Bible first. They start getting biblical. Mm. Or they start getting, like, you know, soulful and all this other stuff. An old wise man told me years ago to make sure that your own backyard is clean before you criticize someone else's backyard. Coach Probst. Thanks, Coach. I won't say that guy's name. For me. You always been good to me, and mad respect for you, brother. Thank you all. Thank you and all the coaches that have reached out. This too shall pass.
I love it.
As long as you put your faith in your Savior's hands.
This is Probst?
This is Probst on God, I will show it to you after. This is props.
He knows he's innocent.
He knows he's done. When they start quoting Bible verses and start getting Jesus into it, like Jesus wasn't in none of that. None of that funny money stuff that he was talking about in that 64-page depo. Jesus didn't help that second family, didn't introduce him to the second family. Why he still had the first one? He's a terrible guy. So let's he's a good coach, though. He wins.
Let's. I'm on Rush Probst's Wikipedia page. So let's just go, for those that may not know, because we're talking about a high school coach, people might be going, huh?
Never trust a visor, by the way.
Let's just go through some of the things that's happened to him. When he was at Hoover, the principal resigned because he was basically forced to because he had differences with Rush Probst.
The principal of the school,
yes,
was forced to resign because the football coach,
his boss, didn't resigned, like
him. Right?
Because
then it was found out,
get this clown
that there were
here.
Concerns that over reports that grades for certain athletes had been altered to make them eligible for college play.
Shocking.
Yes. Hoover County School Superintendent Andy Craig originally announced that there was nothing to be concerned about, but Craig overruled and announced that a full investigation would be carried out to be headed out by a federal judge, a former federal judge.
Never want to hear the feds word.
Yep. Then Probst faced charges having to do with his personal life, specifically his extramarital affairs. It was the topic was a focus of discussion on Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, if he was about to get Paul Feinbaum off the paint, then he's a man after
this
my own
is how
heart.
Powerful this that Probst was, though. Hunter Ford was a reporter for the Hoover Gazette. He reported the rumors. Ford was fired.
Nice. Snitches yes. get stitched.
Live and on air by the Gazette general manager.
Wait a minute, he just walked in there while he was so like us basically. We're on radio and then somebody comes in, hey, you guys are out.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Ended up that the reports ended up being true, that he had a whole nother family that his original family did not know about. So he resigned from Hoover High
Everything,
School.
He's the ultimate competitor.
Well, yeah.
Like,
you
if
can't
the one
have,
family doesn't work, then you got to upgrade.
You can't have your first family know about your second family. That goes without saying.
Then he got in trouble because I forgot about this.
Then that's not two families. That's one big family.
Right.
I forgot about this. I forgot about him headbutting a player during a playoff game.
That's why he got booted from Moultrie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he had to sit out. Yep, I remember that. That's why. Which.
Did he have his helmet on?
Headbutt a guy.
Well, on, there was that, and then there was
family
that he
three.
Was giving pills to students.
Whoa. That's the worst out of any of these.
What and coach he, hasn't given somebody an 800 ibuprofen?
And he owed over $450,000 in delinquent federal and state taxes.
Oh, that's
now that'll get you canned. That'll get you into the pokey.
I'm with him on that one, though.
You know what's great is he has an instructional DVD out
on like how a to do taxes.
Probst has an instructional video entitled "Building a Championship Football Program: 12 Months a Year."
Yo, I got to find this on YouTube.
That's like, listen, like. All jokes aside, I'd buy that.
It says
he knows how to do it.
The DVD outlines the steps to build a successful gridiron program, including the preparation and responsibilities of a coaching staff, and including the importance of building a booster club.
That's number one.
He
Get
was trying
lots
to
of
dictate
money.
The guy who's been doing that. That booster club has been there for 70 years. He wanted to basically restructure and change the way they did everything.
This dude's unbelievable. MTV, do you know, is MTV still a thing?
Yeah.
Do you know how big of a thing that would be if they would have just had a
just kept
running?
Following them?
Yes.
Instead of paying attention to those boring ass kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rush hour.
They were going the wrong way. It's kind of like the what's that the show that's basically the same thing, but they go follow the misfit
QB1.
Toys. Well, QB1 had misfit toys too, but
don't you dare talk about QB1. They had Tate Martell.
Oh, Last Chance You.
Yeah, basically, like, that JUCO is the land of misfit toys. Like, let's just be honest. Like, you ain't nobody. That's not a destination. Nobody plays 4 years and just says, you know what? I'm gonna go to Independence in Kansas. Like, Florida, you don't have a Florida State hat. Independence, Florida.
You had
hat.
To have thrown a laptop out a window. Stolen
something.
A laptop, something.
Your
like
grades
that.
Weren't right. You were just something's wrong. With this, and it's not a problem. It's not a bad thing. People go JUCO, have success all the time, but. They should have followed Probst.
Oh, no doubt.
There's a
that should have been
should
last
be
chance you or whatever.
He is a one-time national champion, 2015.
How do you win the national championship in high school?
It's like a USA Today. Oh, yeah. Is it? Okay. He's a five-time Alabama state champion.
That's impressive.
Two-time Georgia state champion.
Really impressive.
Now, what's interesting is, like, usually you get these coaches, and when they're younger, they're aggressive like this, right? Rush Probst is 63.
He's unrehabilitative. That sounds like my man right now. What's the rehabilitative? That's it. Close enough. He's whatever that is.
I remember going to a Florida State Miami game.
He was there.
It was a night game. And we were walking through, you know, like coaches and recruits go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing next to Rush Probst, and there was like Florida State coach like lined up to talk to the guy. And when I tell you that he wasn't giving them the time of day, it was like they would come up, shake his hand, and he was the celebrity. It wasn't the coaches. He didn't want to talk to him. He didn't want to talk to anybody. He sat like he didn't even sit down. He sat in kind of the walkway or just stood there with his arms crossed the entire game. Didn't talk to a soul.
Interesting.
Yeah. This was back when Jimbo was there. I remember it was a night game. It probably would have been 2012-ish, maybe 13-ish, something like that. Yeah. That's my only experience with Rush Probst. But if you want some good reading, go check out the deposition that James tweeted out quite a bit of.
I tweeted out the five pages that were interesting.
Has he been fired?
No.
Will he be?
Yes. They don't. It's clear. Like,
didn't you read the group text? Yeah. Though he's fine.
No, he's telling other people that he's fine. It's listen, clear. His boss doesn't forget the principal. You can fire a principal. Obviously, we've seen that. The booster club president. That's supposed to be the one guy that you want to like you, and obviously he doesn't like him.
But you have to ask that when we are less than 2 years removed, or more than 2 years removed from the LSU coach being wiretapped by the FBI, and he's still there.
Will right, Wade. But the LSU coaches, well, the AD's not there, but the other coach, they actually wanted him. Like, it seems like the people don't
want LSU didn't want him.
LSU didn't want the
head
coach?
LSU tried to fire him. He didn't go to the meeting.
Oh.
You remember that, JJ?
No. But
like, they said, we're going to meet with him, and I'm not meeting with you, and just played it out, wrote it out, let it pass.
He's nice. Still there.
He's still there.
And the people who wanted to fire him
are all gone. Would it be great if Valdosta got rid of the booster club president, the
and
AD,
kept Probst.
And then kept Probst and went and won a state championship?
Adversity helps.
High schools have ADs?
Oh, yeah.
Do they get paid more than a coach?
Not in Georgia.
Not in Georgia. Not really.
But here?
I don't know. No.
It's talk about a hard job.
Do you have to also be a teacher?
Depends. St. John's County, that's your only job. Yeah. Mm. Duval, it's a stipend.
But you're also on the hook to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't take I God bless them. 8 o'clock, coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
You got to let it breathe. Hatred makes you do some weird things if you keep it bottled in. That's why you got to let it. This is a safe place. This is like therapy for your soul. This is the 8 o'clock with the Sports Den, brought to you by us. Each and every night, if you want to sponsor 8 o'clock, it's a great opportunity. Something to share with your kids, helps your business, helps it grow. We talk about whatever's on our mind and whatever we're hating on. Some days it seems like it's a full-blown 8 o'clock, like the entire show. But I don't know if I'm really hating on this one thing. And JJ, you stirred me after our little conversation here. I want to applaud people who embody what the city is all about.
Okay.
Like, when you think of craziness and when you think of DeBangham, when you think of violence, you think of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
Or, like, things that Randy Moss would say. Like, whatever it is that about Jacksonville, Florida. I was listening to a show that I like, The Breakfast Club, And unfortunately, Charlamagne the guy really gives us a bad look here in Florida. And we are crazy. He says all the crazy people in the world live in Florida or the Bronx. And we have a lot, but every day we give him fodder.
I gladly accept that reputation as a lifelong Floridian.
I'm not mad at it.
We've got,
it was 78 and sunny here today.
And that's the other thing too, is like, so like people are like, are you
I'll
not afraid?
The craziness.
I'll take a couple bullets flying by me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
been there, done
for
that.
Beautiful weather and be around people.
I'm probably not gonna move where
and
JJ lives.
Every
but,
New York story I've been hearing is like guy pushed on the train tracks or someone slashed on the face on the train. It's like
said too, I've been up north, got family up
public
north.
Public transportation.
It's
terrible.
It's cold, miserable. It gets dark at 4:30, and everybody's angry. Here, you might get shot, but it's going to be a smile on your face.
Yeah, you'll be smiling.
Service
Everyone's
going to
be,
possibly
know,
sweating.
Yeah.
We'll be sweating at your funeral, yes.
So here's the thing. When I'm listening to the radio and I hear Jacksonville, Florida get bigged up, first, like, yay. Then I thought about it. It was for Donkey of the Day. I was like, no, okay, what happened? Well, allegedly, now, if you're related to this person, I'm sorry. But I'm applauding her for representing Jacksonville in the best manner in which I guess she knew how. She robbed a bank.
Okay.
The Regions Bank off of First Street in a wheelchair.
When you say First Street, Jacks Beach?
No, First Street West, I guess
downtown.
That's downtown. Yeah, downtown.
Okay, so she was in a wheelchair.
The 300 block of that.
She went into the bank. Do we have surveillance video of this?
Is this?
Let me check it out.
Yeah, well, JJ, check that.
I got to see this.
She was 39 years old. She entered the bank. She wanted the teller. She wanted assistance for overdraft protection with her account.
Well, okay.
The teller completed
Seems
the request.
Reasonable.
Gordon then asked to withdraw money, to which she was told the transaction could not be completed. That is when she became agitated. I'm not mad at it. It's happened before.
Okay.
Screaming profanities at the teller and demanding money. The teller provided $100 to the suspect, then fled the building in her wheelchair.
So this doesn't seem like a robbery.
This isn't
it's more
a robbery.
Of just like, I'm upset, hand me money.
Right. Did she have a gun?
You don't have to have a gun.
I know, but what
you,
I'm
all
asking,
you have to
so
do
she's
is say,
why did the teller give
I'm
her
about
$100?
To rob. I'm about to rob. There's a reason why the teller gave her $100.
I feel like this is something
it
the
wasn't
manager
because
should have
been
she
called
was
happy.
For.
Something who?
The manager should have been called for.
Possibly.
Like, ma'am, let me get you to my supervisor.
She Here's, had a blanket, though.
In addition
so
to,
you don't know what's yeah. under the red
In addition
blanket.
To the stolen cash, a crack pipe was also found on Gordon
oh,
at the time of her arrest. It's always
I
a crack
I would never
pipe.
Guessed that.
It's always crack, man. They always sprinkle it in there. You just got to always throw it
you
in
know
there.
It's a fake story.
Yeah. Gordon is charged with strong-arm
it was
robbery
planted on her.
Yeah,
and use slash possession with intent to
Wait,
use.
She was charged with what?
Strong arm robbery. She had good. Her arms were strong.
Yeah.
It's her legs that weren't.
Okay.
Sorry.
But we don't know.
She
that.
Had a blanket wrapped around her legs in a red purse. So
the
people they did not know. They didn't know if she had a weapon or not. So.
So they just gave her $100.
They just gave her $100 bucks
her
and said,
skedaddle.
"Please leave." Please now, leave. And then what she did was because it's an electric wheelchair. She's rich. Now imagine if it would have been strong arm if she had a good old fashioned wheelchair where she got a push. But she had the electric where she just pushed the button.
I'm stuck on the part where she walked in talking about overdraft.
Well, she didn't walk in.
Okay.
When they say that,
I'm stuck on the part where she went in the right. bank. Talking about
in.
Overdraft
so,
and then asked for money.
So she got pretty far.
Wait, hold on. Back to Denny's point. Do you think her original plan was to like trick them into thinking that she actually cared about her overdraft fees?
Right.
Because, or do you think that she actually was in there to do that, became angry, and then demanded $100?
If I go to the bank and I say, hey, I have a negative balance. I need some help with the overdraft fees. My next question is probably not going to be, hey, can I have some money?
It's going to be, what I got left in there?
Oh, I'm looking at
I'm assuming it's negative.
Right now. This is just
if
a
I overdraft.
Beautiful one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I do find it a little funny, though, that the person gave her $100.
Maybe they were just like, you're going to give me, somebody going to give me something. She got from, my bad, so she was caught on First Street.
Okay.
She got from North Laurel.
Okay.
And she got a few blocks. That electric wheelchair can scoot.
Oh, wait, she wasn't in her car?
I'm looking for a car.
It certainly doesn't say car.
It just says wheelchair, which is a means of transportation. You can get a DUI in a wheelchair.
If she had a car, she would have left the crack pipe in the car.
Right, of course. Like, well, she didn't. Yeah, you know.
Wow. Wow.
She was maneuvering, man. Downtown is wild.
Wow.
She really thought she got off with $100 for like a good couple minutes.
I mean, $100 can stretch, man, when you ain't got nothing. I don't know what I would do with $100.
Well, I know what she would have done.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have gone to thehumidor.com.
I was about to say, she probably would have went to a church and put it in the offering plate.
Ah, I like where, that's where you're going.
Definitely not smoked crack.
I am. Are we done with this?
Yeah, I'm just amazed that, like.
Also, innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, my God. I can't. You know what? I'm going to give a prize. Is this who Brent and them were with, Action News? Is this what our guy, Breakfast Club, Hicken and them with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give them props. Said that other guy's name.
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm going to give them props. Because this is petty.
Okay.
When you think a getaway vehicle, action-packed heist and fast cars likely come to mind. But a Jacksonville woman had a different idea entirely on Monday after police say she robbed a Regis Bank downtown and fled.
God bless.
In an electric wheelchair. Good fit. That's what I'm talking about. She was scooting. She was scooting.
Thank you for telling us the full story, Action News.
Oh, man. She really.
I got to get to this tweet that JJ just. At JJ DeSilva.
That's okay, this is JJ a good 8 o'clock.
Have you not seen this?
No.
Go to my latest tweet. It's a doozy, and it's real.
JJ retweeted.
And spectacular. Seinfeld reference.
A high school band practice in Wenatchee, Washington.
Okay. That's where it goes down. This band is serious. Mm.
They have these jokers.
These poor kids. How can you breathe in there?
Playing their instruments.
Okay.
In enclosed, like,
pods. Like zipped up pods.
Zipped up pods.
This is going too far.
Where the front is clear so you can see them. My man has a tuba, and he is busting out this damn pod now. It's not just him and the tuba. It's also his sheet music holder.
Like the metal thing that holds the music sheet up in front of him. There's no way he can breathe.
He is in pod number 8. I don't know if you caught that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The pods are numbered.
Up to the 40s.
They're socially distanced.
Yeah, which why do you have to socially distance when you're already in a pod?
This is unbelievable.
No, it's believable. That's what's sad. What's sad is like this is believable.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I didn't even think
when
of that.
When he blows, how is it comfortable?
It's definitely not comfortable.
I mean.
And none of them are even wearing masks, though. That's
how would they play
It was a joke.
There was college football this year where they had masks on, but they had two masks on, and so the lips were exposed so they could play the instruments.
Is that true?
Yes. So they had a mask lower, and only their mouth was exposed so they could play their instruments.
I did not know that.
So when you're playing the tuba, I've got a question. Because there's a certain way you have to do your lips to play the tuba. And there's spit, and there's all kinds of things that go in
like
there.
Our spit guards.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have to clean the instrument very regularly because it's not nice. Even when I played saxophone, I remember having to clean my sax.
Wait.
I was actually really good, too.
We're just going to let that roll by that you played saxophone?
I thought we've already known
eighth
that.
Eighth grade, I played saxophone. That was one of my things. I want to pick it back up.
Please let me know when you do.
I don't know if I'm going to be as good. I haven't played it in
Isn't that like one of the hardest instruments to learn?
The saxophone? The alto sax? No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I was good at it.
I just didn't do any music.
My stuff. When you put
I played the piano.
How I was taught. Wow. The guy who taught me how to play it in middle school. Like when you put your neck your thing on whatever, like to hold it. I forgot what it's called, whatever. Your hands just kind of know where to go.
Ooh.
Yes. So what he told the 11-year-old James Colburn II. Yeah, when you put the neck thing on you and you attach your saxophone to it, your hands just go right where they're supposed to go, kind of like when you're holding a woman.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
And I was just like, you don't even want to know about the tuba.
When you caress
the tuba or the trumpet, what he was saying, what it's supposed to be like. Now that I think about it, you can get arrested for that now. It's very,
Absolutely.
Very,
Sexual?
Yes. I was trying to figure out what else. Very sexual.
You can get arrested for a lot less nowadays.
But this kid, it looks very uncomfortable in this tuba.
How's their airflow?
That's what I'm trying to figure out is a big thing. Because the tuba.
Yeah, are those kids dead right now? We need an update.
Your eardrums. Everything is stuck in there.
The echo.
What do the other kids look like? Okay,
they are more comfortable.
Saxophone girl is not as big.
She's little, yeah. And you have to be a bigger guy to play the tuba to begin with.
You would
with.
Think that if they had thought this through, they'd have given the tuba a bigger pod.
You would think that if you cared about your kids and you were a parent,
you would
just say, we're going to sit
home.
Band out this year.
Yeah, you're going to stay home.
Like, if this is what we got to do, son, we're not playing. We're not doing this.
You're not even that good, Timmy.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Dad,
so like
we get to go back to school, Daddy.
This
you don't get to go to band camp. We don't get to play band. You're not even good. I'm not paying for no damn
$5,000.
I'm not paying for no plastic pod for you to go with your weird friends. What is wrong with you?
And it looks weird here in practice, but imagine when they have a recital up on stage with these, because you know they're gonna make them do that.
I love one of the responses to this. This guy puts a picture of a full-on band. Says, our school band just had a concert 2 weeks ago. Everyone is fine.
Yeah, but just wait 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You're fine now.
Yeah. Wow. Remember what happened to Tuscaloosa? Remember what happened to Tampa?
Remember what happened
Everyone's dead now because of those street parties.
Remember what happened in Valdosta? That coach went all crazy, and now they all have COVID, and it's in a deposition, too. Nah, but this is weird. Like, they've got them numbered.
So why you remember they which pod is yours.
Why do they sit higher than these other people? What's so
well,
cool
about
their
Well, that's how band classes are, if you've ever been in a band room, which you have, obviously. It's like steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stop looking at it.
It just looks, I feel
it looks
sorry
fake.
For eight.
It looks fake.
I do. I feel sorry for the guy. Because
Eight looks bad.
He's a bigger gentleman.
And now he's viral.
Right.
Nothing worse than being a fat teenager all over the internet.
You're going through all these things.
Yeah.
I mean, just a couple weeks ago, he was at home living his best life, online learning.
Playing COD.
Oh, he was definitely playing. he's probably playing my son in Fortnite. It's probably a YouTuber.
Now his damn mom makes him go to band class. Right.
Now they got him in a damn pod. All
right.
Can't even
blow
breathe.
It on a tuba.
All so, over the internet.
Somebody taking a picture of it. Who took the picture?
Yeah, some journalist. Because if you look at the actual article under it, they wrote a whole story about it.
Wow. So somebody from the school called and said, we have the solution. Please come see.
Like they thought they were doing a good
this
job.
This is what we're doing for, this is our forward-thinking COVID prevention.
Yeah, this is from the WinTachiWorld.com. Which is that
Wenatchee.
Community, Wenatchee. It says, back at school. Pandemic continues, but life goes on. And Wenatchee
no, that's not
and
life.
Eastmont Highs. Yeah, that's.
I have a question.
Nothing weird here.
I mean, I know none of us are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Is it even possible that if I were to be blowing a tuba right now, that through the top of the tuba, you could catch COVID?
If you have it. In the germs and everything.
The spittle.
You think by the time it goes up the tuba.
I'm going to be honest with you. Forget being a doctor. I'm not a virologist or germologist or whatever.
I can't keep.
Epistemologist?
Epistemologist.
Episcopalian. I'm not Episcopalian. I don't go to church. So like, I don't know how the word spreads,
I'm
man.
Like if I'm playing the flute next to you.
I see what you're saying, Dennis.
Because these people had to get out of the pods to walk together out of the classroom.
Which is
so
funny.
Instrument the issue.
So they landed this recital. Practice was amazing.
And the writer in this
good
in
job,
this story,
high five, everybody.
The writer in this story is taking liberties already in the first paragraph. Not a journalist. Says, you can't see them smiling beneath the masks. But students at Wenehatchee and Eastmont High Schools are glad to be back in school, even if it's only part-time. Like, you can't say that when you don't know that's true.
They're only part-time and part of that is band class?
I guess.
In a pod?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather go to math. I'd rather go to the trig than go sit in the pod in math class.
Hmm. Oh, here we go. Transmission from playing wind instruments. This is from, of course, California's public health website, because who else?
Hippies.
There were no studies in the literature that reported that playing wind instruments contributed to COVID-19 transmission.
We got these kids in a daggum pod. What are we doing?
Oh, actually, the last sentence. Currently, this is what they always do when you're like, well, when can we take these stupid masks off? Whatever. They're just like, we don't know enough yet. That's just their thing that they keep saying. So here it is, last one. Currently, the degree to which playing wind instruments contributes to COVID-19 transmission is unclear. So we don't have any evidence of it, but it's unclear. So, yeah, live in these pods.
You know, and I know we got to go.
You want to hear something crazy, though?
We like.
I know. Dom, did you read Dom's text?
No.
I played trumpet for 2 years, then tuba for 4 years. Was all district and almost went to Troy State. Well, I didn't see almost. Almost went to Troy State on a music scholarship.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
You were all state? Trumpet?
Tuba.
Oh, whatever.
All district. And almost went to... What is almost went to Troy State? How do you almost...
He probably just decided that he didn't want to go.
He applied?
He might have applied. They might have offered him a scholarship. But how do you get all district and tuba?
No.
You're just beating out people in competitions?
Yeah. Is there a playoff?
That's what I want to know. Like, is there like a game?
No, real talk? No. Like, you have this whole thing that you go to... And there's judges there, and you play.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, no, that's...
Individually, or just, like, they judge the whole band?
I'm going to assume both.
Okay.
I'm going to assume both. Like,
I like that. You
didn't
want
to go to Troy State. If you're going to, like...
It's called Troy.
If you're going to get a scholarship for music, you're going to be in the band.
HBCU.
Go to HBCU. Yeah. Like,
I don't
do
care
it for
what
real.
Color you are.
Right, you're right.
They
we
don't either
go.
If you're good.
We got to take a break. We're way behind again.
Yeah, I've seen their baseball teams.
We do this. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Did you play that because of the robbery?
Oh, my God, no.
You should have put Riding Dirty.
I played it because I just, like, heard it in the background of a basketball game this tonight, and I was like, man, I miss that song.
Really.
Remember, they used to wear
song.
their clothes backwards. Mm-hmm.
Did
didn't
you have
really catch on.
Crisscross day? Did they?
At school, no. Yeah. See, my generation was, like, a little too young for crisscross.
Yeah, because we had crisscross day.
I was, like, 4 when this came out, I think.
Oh, okay.
How often... It's too often. If you're a college head coach and you're pursuing a quarterback, how many times a week is too much to talk to him?
QB1 or one of your top guys?
Mm-hmm.
I go too much is 3.
3 times a week?
Yeah.
JJ, what would you say?
Wow, I was 2 when that song came out. I would say, are you talking to him or are you like playing Candy Crush with him?
You're talking to him.
One is enough.
Ty Simpson is a 5-star quarterback from Tennessee. Mm. For the past 3 weeks, Nicholas Saban has talked to Ty Simpson every single day.
That's different. That's different. If Nicholas is talking to you every day,
Are
we calling? Are we talking?
I can't give you the answer.
Because if Nick is texting, that's impressive because Nick doesn't text.
Daily conversations is what it says. So
I guess
you think Saban probably hires somebody to text him?
Yeah. It depends on what a daily conversation constitutes. Like I don't like talking to my mom every day. And I love my mom.
It's like a once a week thing at the most.
But like you a stranger talking to me every day? What were we talking about? Like you're 70,
right?
What do we have in common? You want to know what the girls are hollering at? Weirdo.
You're
going to help me in my homework?
now here's
only
the caveat,
one coach
though.
I want to talk to.
And I'm glad you didn't have that rap on Salafusha. Wouldn't have ever got past number one.
Now, you know why I would talk to him? Because he can help me with girls.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to piece together what he's trying to tell you.
He's trying to go after the same girls as you are.
Yeah, we're in the same category here. He's ready. He's like, hey, now, come on here in Baton Rouge. We're going to go get him a girl now, you know? You know?
Well, here's the caveat to Nicholas Saban talking to him every day. Is the kid was leaning to Clemson.
Oh, that's how the Dabo every day. He's weirder.
Well, but that's like that makes more sense now. That's personal for
you. Think this guy's weird?
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up.
I'd rather talk to my granddad than my weird uncle that nobody wants to leave me in a room alone with.
He's on TikTok.
He's on TikTok. He's got that drip.
Hey, where's Trey? He's with Uncle Dabo. Hey!
Is the door open?
go find him. That dude's weird. I don't want him around Dabo.
Have you seen his TikToks?
No, I don't see any TikToks because I'm 30.
The Ty Simpson thing, he's a good player, but
This is competitive.
Quarterback.
This is what's weird about recruiting. Even these guys who don't need to be weird about recruiting get weird about it. They're over here. They're so competitive that they're trying to figure out who can out-talk a 17-year-old boy.
Saban's like,
that's not
invite
good.
Him to play Candy Crush.
There's
Farmville still a thing?
Yeah. I poked you today.
That just gave me
goosebumps.
Wasn't
that so weird? Like when a guy pokes you? Why are you poking me, man?
So our listeners, when we had a recruit in, I won't say who it was, but when we were off the mic during a commercial break, he told us about coaches poking him online and that there was like a coach who would constantly play like online, like he would invite him to play online Facebook billiards with him like every day. Facebook billiards.
Saban's like, what is your words with friends username?
Right. Yeah. Now, if it's like Kenny, Coach Dillingham, like, and he's just getting drug on Madden by a recruit, I think
that's
smart.
That's more fun.
Like, he's losing for a cause. And like, if you're losing and
I got to tell you. Like, Kenny's married, okay? I got to tell you, like, this is the reason why I could never coach in college. The thought of having to go home and play Madden against a recruit while my wife and kids are 10 feet from me.
Wanting to watch
TV. It's demoralizing. Like, and there's no
way. And you won't even play with your real kids.
I'll be honest with you.
No, Trey's Walker, you can't use the PlayStation. I'm playing with.
I'll let
How
Walker
fast can you run?
Trey's getting pretty good at Madden. I'm going to force him to go up a level because technically he's been playing
beginner.
Rookie, I think. But like, he just started playing, and then
that's respectable.
I'm looking out there, and he's like winning 63. It went from he didn't know if he was on offense or defense. Anytime something good happened, it was him with the old PlayStation. Because I used to be like, Trey, are you winning? He's like, yeah, I just scored. And like, no, dude, you're on defense. Like, whatever, you're happy. You're not bothering me. Enjoy. To like, yo, he's like, yeah, like Trey, you're getting beat 63-6. Because now he's. Logical. I can't let him know this and let him think he's winning. Say, no, Dad, that was me. I just scored.
Well, now we have to bring him down a level.
So now
he's
got to
be humbled.
Raise it back up one level so he can start losing and get used to that. And then by the time 3-4 years now, if I ever got into college, I'm not playing these guys. I'm letting Trey play it. I may sit there and watch my son play, and I'm going to do the trash talking.
There's nothing more humbling than when Madden, the game, screws you out of something. And you rage and want to throw your remote through the television.
Really,
that's
like,
growing of age. That's coming of age.
Wow.
Well, I never got that bad at it. But we didn't have really. I didn't
Fortnite
grow well.
Apparently does the same thing because I picked up one of my quarterbacks.
Call of Duty made me get freak out.
And he's in college. And he comes in the truck all mad. And I'm like, what? He was like, I just threw the controller through my wall.
Wow. Never Fortnite. Actually threw the controller.
One
I always just wanted to.
God. If he ever throws my controller that I've never really even played this PlayStation.
That'll be the last
but
time.
My controller through my wall, I'm going to punch him like my dad punched me when I was 10 years old.
And I think you're justified.
My dad hit me
I'm not a lawyer,
so
but
I'm going to make him play in a pod.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Facts.
You ain't
facts.
Throwing nothing out of there.
Facts. Like, you
and you're also not breathing well, man.
You stay in that pod. Now my son has asthma. Mesothelioma commercial is going to come out in 10 years.
Was your parent forcing you to play saxophone in a pod?
Did you play tuba in a green pod?
Call Farrah and Farrah.
You could be due for compensation.
We have to break.
We do have to take our last break. We may be wrong about a prospect because I'm looking at some rankings, just prospect rankings.
He's not that good to be calling every day.
We may be saying he's not very good. He may be really good. I'll tell you who that is coming up next. I tell
you
the difference
between me and them. They're trying to get that. You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
We may be wrong on Kyle Pitts. I mean, we both think he's a good player. We're not sure how he's going to be utilized in the NFL, but I have looked at multiple top 50 rankings, like overall prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jeremiah put one out yesterday that has Kyle Pitts as the third best prospect in the draft.
Good for him.
And there's one thing they're mentioning that we haven't is his catch radius. And I will say when I think about that, I can't have it both ways because my criticism of Kyle Trask was always he throws the ball up to Kyle Pitts and Grimes with throws he can't get away with in the NFL.
And those guys are the reason why.
Right.
So I get you.
So I wonder if he's going to be a top five pick. This Caleb Farley kid like this, man. He's consistently in the top seven, and they've got him ranked as the fifth best prospect, the corner from Virginia Tech.
Caleb Farley's, they've talked about him pretty good.
Obviously. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in general, like, just since since he opted out.
Dude, he's like not mad over there. You okay?
He's not going to be a top player.
No?
Atlanta's not picking him. Cincinnati's not picking him. Miami's not picking him. New York Jets aren't bigger than the Jags.
Well, that's true.
So, like, he's can be ranked wherever he wants to be.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night, regular time, 8 o'clock. Make sure you share with SoundCloud. Tell your friends. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you then. Have a great evening. I bet you.